Hello everyone, welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasis and I am your host. It's another Wednesday. How are you guys doing? Good news. I finally launched my online store. It's called Code 55 and the business has been going okay. It's been going well. A lot of things have happened and that's why I haven't been able to do an episode since Saturday, because I've been doing a lot of work trying to make sure that the website is working good, that the printers are doing well and the packaging is good, and it's been crazy. But here we are. We finally did it. And you know, when you start up a new venture, you learn a lot of things and things start to open up, a lot of things are exposed, and then I started to realize a trend. I noticed a trend that, you know, I didn't really notice as much before. So you know how you have friends and you have people you know and they're doing things and they ask you for help, for support, you know, for publicity because of what I do and who I am, you know, and you do all these things for them. But then you notice that when it's your turn to start up a business venture or to start up something, a lot of those people, those same people who you've done stuff for, they all of a sudden start to act like they didn't see the message, or they don't know anything about it, or they just totally ignore everything. Some make promises on end. They make promises and tell you they will support, they will help, but you never hear from them. And then you begin to think, you know, what's going on? I do these things for these people, but when it's my turn, they don't. Does it mean that, you know, the next time they come, or if other people come, because of this experience, I start to change who I am and become mean and start to ignore people as well because people are not responding the way I expect them to, especially my so-called friends? I got bothered. I was upset. You know, I was like, what's going on? I've been talking about these things for months, and people who are supposed to be close to me, they know about these things. So why are they acting like, you know, it doesn't bother them, or they're not interested or anything? You know, they don't even acknowledge when you send them the stuff to look at it or help you post it or something. They don't. And it just started making me ask myself a lot of questions. And the number one question I ask myself is, Stella, should I change who I am? Should I change towards people because of the way other people are? And so I started talking to my mentor, one of my mentors, and I said, look, this is what's going on. I'm not happy about it. Yes, people are responding to the business, but those are people that I don't even know personally. They're very nice people. They've been responding, they've been purchasing and all of that. But the people that I actually thought would be the first to support are the ones that are ignoring and acting like they didn't even see. They don't even acknowledge my messages. And the thing that my mentor said really struck a chord and transformed my thinking totally. He said to me, Stella, you're feeling like this. I know, I understand. But trust me when I say 70% of the way you're feeling is your fault. I'm like, what? What do you mean it's my fault? He said, it's your fault because you expect too much. You have placed expectations on human beings. You shouldn't do that. Human beings have flaws. Human beings have issues. Human beings will promise and fail. People will act out of character sometimes. Sometimes when they're going through their own issues, they don't even want to hear anything you're saying. It could be anything, but do not expect anything from anyone, regardless of who they are. So that when they eventually respond, or when they eventually support or help, it's a great thing. You're like, wow, oh, thank you so much. But when you place expectations on human beings, then you get hurt. But if you do not want to get hurt, then don't place any expectation. And then I said, but that's not right. That's not what friendship is supposed to be. He says, yes, supposed to be, but that's not what it is in the world today. And that should not change who you are, Stella. If you're someone who likes to help people, keep doing you. But do not place expectations on others because you do stuff to help people. Just let it be. The moment you take the power from the hands of other people as regards how their actions can make you feel, you'll be stronger. You will stop feeling this way. And you will know that when people support and help, they want to. Not because you're expecting them to, just because they're your friends. And I'm like, wow, that's very strong. And I've put that into consideration. I've put that in my head, and I'm spreading it now. I'm sharing it with you guys so that you stop allowing yourselves to be hurt by people you call your friends. Don't place expectations on anyone. Let them do what they want to do for you from their hearts, and not because you expect them to do it. If they want to do it, then fine, be happy. If they don't want to do it, that's fine. Don't expect it. Don't wait for it. Just move on and you'll be fine. And that made me so happy and relaxed, and I'm sharing it with you today. I hope you spread the word and share it with your friends as well, just so that we all move on and we're fine. Thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.